This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times evening briefing on Monday, the 11th of October. Ministers are facing calls to continue talks with industry bosses in a bid to stop firms collapsing amid rising energy costs. Ministers and officials are set to continue discussions with industry leaders this week. The business secretary, Kwasi Kwarteng, has said that the energy price cap will remain in place to help households struggling with rising costs, but he's offered no new support for businesses struggling as wholesale gas prices rise to record levels. The chief executive of the Chemical Industries Association has told Times Radio he believes the government is being disingenuous about claims to support his industry. Stephen Elliott says they need certainty now.
The government also has talked about a £2 billion support package for the industry. That's very disingenuous. That support package is nothing to do with the cost of energy and everything to do with the UK government's policy measures in driving decarbonisation. No bad thing, but the costs tend to fall on industrial consumers rather than domestics.
Meanwhile, ministers say they have struck a deal which will ensure supplies of carbon dioxide to businesses in the UK. Taxpayer money was recently given to the American-owned firm CF Fertilisers after it said it might have to permanently close because of rising energy prices. The government now says it's brought the key players together and CO2 suppliers have agreed to pay the company a price, which means it can keep going despite power costs. The former Prime Minister Theresa May says evidence that police forces are covering up officers' wrongdoing is immensely disappointing and leaves the impression that they're prioritising their reputations over the delivery of justice. An investigation by The Times has found that disciplinary hearings to examine sexual misconduct and cases of corruption are often held in private, despite rules around transparency that Theresa May instituted as Home Secretary. The Times crime editor is Fiona Hamilton.
When police forces do publish misconduct notices, anonymised or not, they're deleting them from their websites very quickly. And the description of the offence is often not detailed in any way, and not even so much as the rank of the officer is often disclosed. So there's a wide range of issues with transparency here.
The NHS is urging pregnant women to get vaccinated against coronavirus. Data has found that almost a fifth of the most critical coronavirus patients in hospitals in England are pregnant women who haven't been vaccinated. Asma Khalil is Professor of Obstetrics and Maternal Fetal Medicine at St George's University Hospital.
The good news is that we have data now from a large number of pregnant women, more than 300,000 pregnant women, who received the vaccine during pregnancy, and we have no evidence that the vaccine increased the risk of miscarriage or stillbirths or delivering early.
You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organisations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.